The U.S. economy is showing signs of recovery, and the Dow has inched upwards to levels not seen since 2008. But for many New Yorkers, coming up with enough money to meet routine expenses is a daily struggle. In a new series called On the Brink, WNYC reports the stories of people who have fallen out of the middle class. Marilla Ivorak has this portrait of a Bronx resident.
Yolanda Cotto is a vivacious petite woman with black hair that reaches her shoulders and brown eyes. She's standing on 3rd Avenue in the South Bronx. It's a block with housing projects on one side and a building with 3 public schools on the other side.
This was one of my biggest accomplishments. I was here for 13 years. It was a wonderful place to be, wonderful.
Cotto worked here as a director of the Beacon Community Center. The school-based centers were first opened in neighborhoods with high crime rates in the 1990s. They provide tutoring and sports classes for kids.
I grew up in this neighborhood. I was a little girl. I went to school around here. So for me, giving back was one of the best things that happened to me in my life.
Cotto sees the Beacon as the highlight of her 30-year career. She worked in managerial positions for various nonprofits and the city's Department of Education. There, she earned $79,000, ensuring kids with special needs were matched with proper resources. And then, in the spring of 2009, things changed.
It was April 17th, and I knew something was not right, because usually we have a cabinet meeting, and I was told that I didn't have to attend that meeting.
Cotto was laid off due to budget cuts. She was one of over 120,000 New Yorkers who lost their jobs between March 2008 and November 2009. Today, Cotto remains one of the city's 361,000 unemployed residents.
Work all your life, and then you wind up like this. You just don't understand. I can't get it. I can't get a job.
At 53, Cotto's too young to retire and too old to climb the ladder from the bottom. She's had trouble finding jobs suited to her skills and experience. In the past 2 years, Cotto has applied for around 20 positions. Nothing panned out, even though she has a master's degree in psychology. Marissa Di Natale is an economist at Moody's Analytics. She says people like Cotto are in an especially tough situation.
The people that have been out of work for a very long time tend to be more disproportionately older. That's sort of like a double stigma against them. You know, employers may not want to hire people that have been out of work for a long time, but they also may prefer to hire somebody that's right out of college and is cheaper.
Cotto says it's not easy going down from earning $6,000 a month to receiving $942 in public assistance and food stamps. The hardest days are those when she's reminded of the things she could once easily provide, but no longer can. A movie ticket for her 12-year-old son, a gift to her 37-year-old daughter's newborn girl, help with college expenses for her other daughter.
I took everything out of my pension. I have nothing. I don't go anywhere. My highlight is going to the supermarket, and that's my daily activity every other day. I'm basically here. And sometimes I just pace the house.
Mimi Abramovitz is a professor of social policy at Hunter College. She says inability to find a new job can have a detrimental impact on people's psyche.
We're a very work-oriented culture, right? So and most of us get our identity from work. What's the first question someone asks you when you meet them? What do you do? People are devalued if they don't have that identity.
The one thing that keeps Cotto busy is the daily struggle to survive. Cotto does own a co-op, but says she's currently unable to make a profit by selling shares in the building due to the terms of her contract. Last month, she owed over $6,000 in maintenance fees, coming to the brink of eviction.
I might be homeless. It's a reality.
Her two sisters and friends pulled together and came up with the money. Still, the relief is only temporary.
Now that I have the money, the next problem is that February is a short month. Now I still have to look at how am I going to survive for the month of March.
This month, she has to come up with a regular maintenance fee of $1,029. Yolanda Cotto says the only option left for her is to look harder for another job. She joins the ranks of the other 9% of New Yorkers actively looking for work. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivorek.